This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
DFT, you've had a few. Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink. And I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, things.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Won't you guess my name?
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. And they have Hey Man L here at this particular Taco Mac. We are at the Woodstock location, guys. Come on out and join us. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock. We got a lot to chop up as people are already at the bar hanging out, yeah, and having a good time. Maybe the shots are already flowing here, Mike, because obviously some guys have been hanging out having a good time here.
Woo! That's what I like to see, guys. Middays, hopefully, as we said, Carl, always not working on a load-bearing structure. They work in an engineering field. Now, perhaps if they mow a lawn, there might be a spot that's missed. But, hey, that's okay. Get it in on a Wednesday here at Taco Mac.
Get it in. Hey, who needs Spencer Strider when you have Ronaldo Lopez, Mike? When you have Darius Rucker.
Darius Vines.
Pitching for the Braves. Who needs Spencer Strider? Look, I'm being facetious here, but the fact is we've gotten two really good starts the last two nights from guys you didn't expect. Listen, a lot of you didn't even know who Ronaldo Lopez was at spring training. Many of you didn't think he would make the team. And, Mike, he's arguably been our best pitcher since we've started. Now, it doesn't mean that he's going to win the Cy Young, but this is what we were talking about yesterday as the Braves found a way last night again late to get hits, quality start, clutch hitting, and you get another dub on the road. Now, they'll wrap this series up with the Astros today, Mike. We'll talk to Grant McCauley a little bit later on in the show. But to me, this is the unexpected thing that the Braves are going to need if they're going to get to where we expect them to be. You need guys to step up like Darius Vines and obviously Ronaldo Lopez have done over the last few starts.
I know that this team is going to, you know, take a path which maybe we didn't expect, especially not knowing about Strider. Ozzy could be 4 to 6 weeks, although the guy showed some serious toughness, Carl, by sticking in that game the other night for 8 innings after getting popped in the toe. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to get some pitching at some point. The good news would be if Bryce Elder can somehow gather up whatever he was doing before the league figured him out,
right,
and put that into use, okay. But I got to tell you, Ronaldo Lopez is the best pitcher this team's had, at least in a very small sample size. Bullpen handled their business last night. And again, we knew it was going to be we said yesterday, 7-8-9 is going to be tough. And 7-8-9 did leave some runners in scoring position. But then they answered the call, Carl, in the top of the ninth.
Well, Guillermo, Trump, the guys who we said at the end of the show, ironically, we said, man, the back half of this lineup, I mean, I don't know. Are we going to be able to produce? They produced. I mean, Trump two hits, two RBI. Guillermo had two RBI. So for all the conversation about, hey, are we a little bit weaker now because you're putting Michael Money Harris up in this lineup, the answer is no. Those guys came through in a big way last night. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Can I hear Brian Snicker talking about this big O back at the studio? Trump is a good player. And he said this because I think a lot of people go, well, how good is this guy? Guy even hit me up on social media and said, Dukes, why does he look like he should be watching the game with us? That's kind of how he looks.
Guillermo is rather symmetrical.
Yeah, so this is what Brian Snicker said about him.
Trumpy's done a good job ever since, you know, we've been bringing him in these situations and filling in. I mean, I got all the confidence in the world of him back there. I think he did a great job with Ronaldo again, and Matzik also. I mean, he got him through that inning really well, and he's an aggressive hitter. And you know, he's knocked in some big runs for us, you know, in the limited time that he's played.
And by the way, Turtle, Kelnick was got a couple of hits again last night.
Kelnick is doing the job. I don't know why, Turtle. Why you hate Dallas Turner and why you hate Kelnick, I don't understand. But Kelnick certainly did his job last night. We did bemoan the 7-8-9. I even tweeted it last night. I go, oh, the 7. And then later on, I said, disregard that about the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, they came through with a ninth. With a kid, by the way, from San Antonio who's finally got to the show, that guy that came in last night, the big 6-7 pitcher. He was a 17th overall pick, and he's been so banged up. He's just now. The only reason I know is of him because he was a Florida State recruit, Carl, for their baseball program, and he went to the show instead. But he was nothing special last night at all for the Astros.
You're talking about Brown. Last night.
What's his name? I'll get you the name.
Is it Dubbin?
Hold on. Keep going. Tall kid.
Whitley?
That's it. Rhymes with Whitley.
Whitley. Forrest Whitley.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's from, he's from Alamo Heights. Is that near your high school?
No, that's a rich area.
Okay.
No, it really is. But old money, Mike.
Right.
Old money
okay. In
Alamo Heights. Nice area, though. Nice
right.
area.
Only reason, one of my best friends.
You would get stopped in that area for driving.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like
Black.
So he went, going to Pace's Ferry, or Pace Academy. Anyway, the only reason I know it, he was an FSU recruit, and then he went to the show because he got the bonus baby money.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Hey, man, as we're talking about our Braves, again, 6-2 was the final. Today, again, they'll wrap up this series. We're just talking about the fact that this is why you shouldn't get discouraged or down on the fact that we're dealing with some injuries right now. You just shouldn't.
It's a long season.
It's a long season, and you're going to get performances like we've gotten over the last couple of games from guys that you just don't expect to play that well. Now, I said Guillerme is a guy that, Mike, is he going to be able to be this consistent if they decide to rotate him or have him in the lineup a lot more? I don't know. Right. All I know is when you get your opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And that's what these guys are doing.
You know, we had Brett Boone on the show when you were on – we were open with the Hawks up in Minneapolis. And, you know, Brett Boone was part of the 99 Braves team that overachieved because they had a ton of injuries. Lost Javi Lopez. He came in, and Bobby was big on platoons, although Klesko eventually finally did get the
base. That was a good team, too.
But, yeah, they had Andrew and Chipper, but there was a lot of some of its parts kind of guys. So you never know how you're going to get there. I think the perfect example for the Braves, every Braves fan knows, is 21. When no Braves fan knew who Soler was. Maybe you knew about Jock Peterson, but everything came in perfectly. And, you know, when you trade for a guy from the Cleveland Indians who can't even play at the time, right, you think about all those pieces came together. So I know it's early days. The pitching's still a bit of an issue. But, yeah, Lopez is great. I got no beefs, man. Who knew?
Who knew? Hey, coming up next hour, by the way, we're going to get a chance to talk to Steve Weiss from NFL Network. We're counting down to the NFL draft, guys. More draft coverage than anybody in the city. You guys know this. And we'll have the Falcons' first-round pick. We'll have all of the picks for our Falcons here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And next Thursday, just a reminder, Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium during the show down there and getting you ready for the draft. And we'll go a little extra time, even next week, to 7:30.
That's right. 5.5 hours, so you get one last shot at Dallas Turner before the draft begins.
Well, a guy sent me today, Jacob. Jacob's an avid listener, and he sent me this post from Breaking Draft Rumor, who I have no idea, right?
And Breaking Draft Rumor.
Yeah.
And its sister site, Breaking Bad Draft Rumor.
Well, this particular post, Mike, reads, unless they can land a massive haul to move down, the Falcons are locked in on Dallas Turner. And I'm like, Jacob. I'm like, Jacob. everybody and their mom is saying this.
Yes,
because
yes.
It's easy.
The only guys who don't have us taking Dallas Turner are the Pro Football Focus guys. Every other mock draft has got us down, or Jared Verse. And, you know, no one's even talking about it. They might like Jared Verse, but then again, we had the number. Look at the numbers as far as how Raheem Morris is using some of his guys that play in that on that edge position. He has him dropping back in coverage, has you know, used him in some zone.
Yeah.
And if you need that athleticism, I just don't know if Jared Verse could be that guy for you.
Well, Mike, you know what we're going to do tomorrow? We're going to settle this once and for all because I booked the lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus.
Hey!
To come on and settle this debate once and for all.
Latu.
Batter up, baby.
Latu. Latu.
Who do you guys want the Falcons to take, by the way?
Edge, bro. Yeah.
Edge?
Take Dallas Turner, Carl. Why do you hate him so much?
Wait, that guy's very good who said that.
That guy's that
guy
at the bar.
Right there. I heard what I heard.
That was you.
Why that wasn't me? Somebody off mic, man.
Our guys at the bar are saying Edge. Listen, that is why this is easy for everybody to say Edge. Of course it's going to be Edge. And then it's not going to be. And that is going to drive many of you crazy when it comes to our Falcons. Hey, man, find us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in this radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game in this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. We will talk plenty with Steve Weiss about this. He had a chance to sit down with Raheem Morris, and we'll head to Chicago. Big night tonight. The play-in is here. Last night I thought we got one excellent game, and then a team showed their age. That's kind of how last night went. We'll see what happens with the Hawks tonight. Lauren Williams is going to join us from up in Chicago covering the Hawks for the AJC and AJC.com coming up next hour. We also will visit with Danny Green in about 30 minutes. Mm. Mike, there's something else we got to get to today. I know a lot of people are talking about it. We were talking about it as a show amongst ourselves, and that is this ESPN article that is talking about why Belichick wasn't hired. We will get into it.
Now, some of this stuff we told you about back in January. Some of the stuff Carl's going to tell you is still not 100% accurate on what we know about the scenario, the situation.
And I can say this, guys. It's not as if I'm going to tell you that all of the information in there is wrong. Some of it is true. But I can say a lot of this stuff now because it's done and it's played out. I could not say
right.
2-3 months ago when we were going through this process. We're coming back. We'll get into all of that and much more. We'll hit some headlines next. We're live at Taco Mac in Woodstock. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Taco Mac in Woodstock. We're hanging out here until 7 or so. Come on through. We'd love to get a chance to see you as the Braves and Astros are underway. One of our loyal listeners, back-to-back natties, obviously a Georgia fan,
right,
says, Dukes, man, Ronaldo Lopez is my new favorite pitcher. He's got nasty stuff. I like the fact that he just goes at guys.
Right.
He's not pitching around anybody. He's not... Oh, I better
not nibbling.
Yes, yeah, right. I better try to. He's throwing at guys, throwing right at guys, and I do love that about him. But we'll see what happens today with Freed on the hill for the Braves.
Freed did get off the hump, obviously against Miami on the road trip. The start of the road trip looked really good.
He did. He did absolutely. We're going to talk some draft, as I said, with Steve Weiss coming up next hour, and also insider Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green's going to join us here in less than 15 minutes. We're going to get into this Belichick story. Because ESPN has published a piece basically saying, hey, here's the inside scoop on why the Falcons didn't hire Belichick. If you guys remember, I kept asking you, are you sure it's Belichick? Remember? Right. I kept saying, are you sure it's Belichick? When we were going through this whole process, and everybody was pretty sure. Now, I understand why, because we were the only ones interested, and it looked like at the time that that might really happen. But the reason why I kept saying, are you sure, is because I knew it wasn't going to happen. And when it didn't happen, everybody was shocked and surprised around the country because it was like, how can you not hire the best head coach in the history of the game? But it's
the
also
the most qualified candidate
correct.
Of everyone you've interviewed.
But it's also
the 14 coaches that were interviewed.
It's also about fit, Mike. And so we're going to get into this because we need time to spend. And Mike, by the way, something Mike had been saying all along, he was exactly right about, and I will reveal that. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't seen this, you can go read it and see for yourself. But as I said to Mike today, some truths in there.
Right.
But it ain't all true.
No. Well, it's a long article. Takes some time, but they do get into a lot of the angles, including, you know, Belichick's relationship with, Robert Kraft's relationship with Belichick, how it really went sour the last 4 years. And also Arthur Blank has always looked to Bob Kraft as the guy, the sounding board for so many moves he's made, and that it might not have been directly involved with the interview process, but Arthur Blank's gotten an earful about Belichick the last few years from Bob Kraft. That's what I got from the article.
And you're right. He did. I think the most revealing thing about this whole ordeal, which we'll share with you coming up, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. Has to do with that relationship you're talking about. All right. We'll get into it. We'll tell you about it as we prepare for the draft coming up next Thursday. We are live at Taco Mac. Turtle is with us hanging out. Our executive producer, so is Jersey Mike, our on-site engineer. Big O's back at the studio. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
What about Arcia Mike and how well he's been playing? Last night, solo home run in the second inning, put the Braves up. We said they were able to hold on. The pitching held up last night, but Arcia has been great.
Two down, bases empty. Payoff pitch. In the air to left. McCormick going back. Still going. Is it gone? Yes. A solo homer for Orlando Arcia later.
Yeah, I'll see you later. But the Astros final, they score a couple of runs, but the final score 6-2 as the Braves were able to shut the door. This is the final call on Bally's.
Deuces wild, 2-on, 2-2, ground ball. Orlando's got it. Steps on second, ball game over. Braves win the series.
Yeah, and Mike, you know, I don't know how far the Astros are going to go. Everybody thought early in the season this might be a litmus test for the Braves and say, okay, hey, we know the Astros are going to be pretty good. Boy, we're dealing with some stuff. They are too, but we're able to overcome it. And I think that's what the great teams are able to do. I mean, I don't know how long the Astros will look this bad, but they've looked bad to me.
Yeah, sluggish start. We talked about getting swept by the Yankees and just, you know, before they played the Rangers and only won 4 games. They will get Justin Verlander back. He's going to make his debut Friday against the Nationals.
All right.
But, yeah, they just don't look the same. Now, today, they're off to a pretty good start against Max Fried. Matter of fact, they're teeing off on Max Fried. We just talked about Max looking good in Miami. But they've been very anemic at the plate against the Braves starters the first 2 games.
No doubt about it. Meanwhile, Raheem Morris talking about Kirk Cousins. By the way, for those of you who don't know, our own Caleb Johnson puts it out there that Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins will throw out the first pitch at this Sunday's Braves-Rangers game. Give him a big round of applause. Let's hear Raheem Morris talk about Cousins and the Achilles right now.
He's moving forward really well. He's doing such a good job, and we want to get him to build. And obviously, April 2nd, we'll start our offseason program. He'll be in the building. He'll be in full attendance. I know we've all seen the famous tennis court video that we all get excited about, but I'm going to let the people that's a lot smarter than me handle when exactly put him out there, and we'll make sure we're cautious and we listen. I know he's eager, so I won't ask him, because if you ask him, he'll be on the field tomorrow.
Right.
We'll make sure we take the proper steps to make sure he's ready to win in September.
Let me preempt some Falcon fans out there that were lukewarm on the Kirk Cousins signing. Before you even start down this road, when we fast forward to August, you wanted to see Ritter out there. Why don't we see Cousins? Well, Ritter isn't even, you know, qualified
class
to carry Kirk's jockstrap at this stage of his NFL career. But you are going to have some guys that are going to be upset that Kirk's not going to be throwing the football in the preseason. In the preseason games, that is.
Correct.
He'll be throwing in practice.
Yeah, we are talking about practice. Yes, to your point. As frustrating as it might be, because I just want to see what it looks like,
right,
we probably won't because of the safety concerns to make sure he's going to be healthy going into the season.
His Achilles happened 7 weeks after Aaron Rodgers' Achilles did. It was week 8. It was the last week in October.
Yeah, so he may need a little bit more time. We'll see, but the offseason program is underway, as Raheem said. And, of course, he is there, and we haven't heard anything but positive things about how things are going with that. Meanwhile, last night, Mike, what'd you make of the NBA play-in? LeBron James and the Lakers taking on the Pelicans.
We were texting back and forth last night watching the game, Chris and Carl and I and Orin, our engineer, and I was like, man, I mean, I don't think I've ever rooted for New Orleans in anything, but I was actually pulling for Zion because he's been much maligned about not being able to stay healthy and the weight and everything else. But then Zion just puts on a show. He's going for 40, and he was the man until all of a sudden
he wasn't.
He comes up, and you're like, you got to be kidding me. The biggest game of his life. And now he's going to tap out with an injury.
Yeah.
And he sprint, like, as I said to Randy Mack, I guess, you know, the hamstring just jammed him up and he just couldn't come back out there. But it's like, now he's not going to compete in their next game, by the way. And then they're out.
They're done. Now, listen, they need him. He's been great. Chris pointed this out. He said, guys, he's had a really good season. What did he average? 25 a game this year?
He averaged 23-6-6.
It's a good year.
How many games did he play for Zion?
I think, yeah, about 70.
That's
yeah.
the most he's ever played in NBA.
Yeah,
that's
a good, right. good season for him, man. But, yeah, they needed him last night. He was doing Superman-type things, but they lose. Let me hear LeBron James, because as much as you want to say he's old, and he is, he's still doing this damn thing.
Defending champion. They know what it takes. They know how to win. They've been extremely dominant in their home floor over the last few years. You know, they got an MVP on their team. They got a closer on their team. They got high-level players, high IQ players. They got a hell of a coach. So, you know, we have to play mistake-free basketball, make it tough on them. They're going to try to make it tough on us, obviously. But it's going. If we can play our as great as a game we can play, they're going to play as great as a game they play. It's going to come down to one or two possessions, you know, and we'll see who executes them.
Of course, he's talking about facing the Nuggets. That mm-hmm. is next up for the Lakers. And when I say he's old, guys, I remember from a basketball standpoint, guys, we hadn't seen anybody at this age right. play like this ever. Usually guys get old and they look old. Michael Jordan looked old when he was at the end of his career.
Yes. Well, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk
we
about it.
We never played for the Washington Wizards. We don't remember that. I don't know what you're talking
about.
It
didn't happen.
It ended when it ended, Carl, in 98. But, no, but LeBron continues
right.
to do his thing. And, you know, hitting threes. The other thing last night, if you didn't watch the game, and I thought it was one of the most intriguing NBA games of the year because of Zion.
Yeah.
And the fact the Lakers don't miss a free throw down the stretch. Anthony Davis getting booed. I mean, vociferously booed by his old team's fans.
It's a big word.
And he made every single one of his free throws.
Yeah, he was great, man. I thought, you know, they're worried about him being 100% for Saturday. Matter of fact, he was asked after the game whether he'll be ready, and this is how he responded.
The constant, you know, moving and things like that, twisting and turning and stuff like that just kind of limited me a little bit. But, you know, still try to go out there and be effective and, you know, help the team win. But I feel like I'll be 100% as far as the back come Saturday.
Older team that didn't get much out of their bench, guys like D'Angelo Russell were stepping up. Reeves stepped up as well.
He did. Golden State did not step up.
And you know, realize Herter's been out, you know, for so long.
Yeah.
They didn't have their A team, but, man, Sacktown came out shooting, didn't they?
They did. And this was kind of a revenge game. Remember, they lost last year
in
game
seven. Right.
And Steph had 50 in that game to help them get over the hump. Last night, and listen, we've been saying this for the last few years. This dynasty is over. This run is over. You can truly say now it's over. There's no reason to even bring Klay Thompson back, right, which breaks up their core group. Yeah. And you just say, well, hey, what's this going to look like moving forward? Steph can still play. They signed Draymond to another $100 million deal last year. Those two will be back. But I think the Klay Thompson part of this, Mike, he went 0 for 10.
Yeah, he couldn't hit anything last night. And, you know, we talked about Draymond. They did give Draymond that contract. And are you getting return on that investment?
Not really.
You know, and where's
not really.
He's kind of, you know what, he'd be like a glue guy for a good team like Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know, that would be, it would be a bad
you
guy.
You can't count on him like you used to be able
to. He's got to be the ultimate supplemental piece at this time. Sabonis was kicking it. But how about Murray and Fox last night?
Killing
for
it.
For Sacktown, man. Yeah.
I love Fox's game. They got some nice pieces.
Right.
They really do. We thought they might do something like this last year. They came up short. Hey, we've got more to get to. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. Speaking of hoops, we'll ask NBA insider Danny Green about what he expects to happen tonight with our Hawks as they play in the play-in. Part of their tournament here tonight starts in Chicago. We'll talk to Danny Green coming up next. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season, guys, at mancavestore.com. It's Dukes and Bell. We are at Taco Mac Woodstock location. We're going to talk to our man Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny, before we get into last night's games, I want to ask you and start with tonight's game with our Atlanta Hawks in the play-in. And, you know, the intensity obviously went up last night. Mike and I were talking about the games. The Lakers-Pelicans game was great. I even thought the intensity in the Golden State loss was really interesting. What are your expectations tonight? I think a lot of Hawks fans are saying, look, the season's been so up and down, we don't even know what to expect going into this game against the Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, I expect the same atmosphere that we've seen last night and last year. I expect that type of intensity. But they've been playing pretty well, man. Even though Trey has been out, they've found some energy, some chemistry. And with Trey coming back, hopefully that you know, energy stays the same and they can still play the way that – because they have a shot. They're a really talented team. They're a good team with and without Trey. But with Trey, obviously, even better, more threats scoring-wise. So this is a team – so the East is so open. I see the fans coming in with a lot of energy, a lot of intensity, a lot of hope that they can kind of resurgence their season with making a random run like Miami did last year. So I'm expecting some great basketball tonight. I'm expecting them to come out with some fire and playing the way they played against Boston the last couple weeks of the season when they had the fans into it and the energy was up. So I want to see some good basketball tonight.
Danny, one of the guys, speaking of energy, we miss is Jalen Johnson because he kind of brings energy on both ends of the floor. So what do you make of the Bulls? I mean, DeRozan, who's going to step up for Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, this year has been a year of a lot of injuries, and I feel like we talk about that every year. But they haven't been as healthy. They've been in and out. Zach LaVine has been out. But Kobe White's the guy that's really been stepped up. He's my guy I have for most improved. If not him, it's Tyrese Maxey. But those two guys have been unbelievable. He's been unreal all year for them this year. They got him at a cheap price. They have Alex Caruso. They got Drummond there. Andre Drummond rebounded for them. Vucevic. So they have some guys, and obviously DeMar does what DeMar does. So we're going to have to see who's going to step up for them. But if Atlanta's been playing the way they've been playing the last, 3 weeks or so, they should win this game.
Yeah. I think, they went up there less than, 10 days ago and were able to beat the Bulls. And it was a big moment for them because people were saying, hey, if you can go up and beat the Bulls, and it gave them a chance to maybe move in the standings, which they ended up not doing. But I thought from a confidence standpoint, they know they can go in that building and handle business. I agree with you. It's Danny Green joining us here on the WayForward.com hotline. How is LeBron doing this, man? How is he continuing to play at this level, at this age, and being so consistent, Danny?
I don't think anybody knows. If they knew, we'd all be doing it. But, hopefully we'll find out later. He'll let the secret out when he's done and retired, maybe a couple of years after that. But, he takes unbelievable care of his body. That's the only way the only thing that we've all seen that's played with him and played against him. He puts in the hours. He puts in the work, not just on the court, not just in the film room, but in the training room and on his health and on his body and making sure he's tip-top shape. He's a well-oiled machine, and he's just different. Some people are built different. Some people's bodies are built differently. And some people's bodies last longer than others, and some don't. But his body is obviously built for longevity, which, you factor in the 6'8", 240, 250, that'll jump 40 inches athletically, and they'll put that work in as hard as every day on his health as he does on his basketball skill. That formula is, is good for a 21-year, 22-year career.
Not many guys have NBA championships and college championships. Our guest does. Danny Green with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We were really getting juiced last night watching Zion Williamson doing his thing. My partner and I were going back and forth. Like, maybe this is it. He's finally getting over the hump. And then, Danny, how heartbreaking.
Balling.
The dude gets banged up again, man.
Yeah, he had his best game of the season. His best game by far against the Lakers because we know his record and statistics against Bron and the Lakers weren't really good up until that point. And they just lost to them, like a week ago, not even, their last game of the season by 16 points. For him to bounce back the way he was bouncing back and to miss that last 3 minutes, we hoped it was nothing serious. But for him to be out for that next game against Sacramento, it's a tough one, man, a tough one for their crew. But I think there's still a good matchup that they can hoop and bounce back from and win that game. So it'll be interesting to see their group step up. We want to see Brandon Ingram come back, bounce back from the game he had. CJ McCollum didn't have a greatest game. So if those guys can come in and do what they do, they have enough scoring. They just, defensively have to continue to put it to the test and then stopping Sabonis, Fox, and Murray and Ellis.
We're talking about the NBA playoffs, guys. It's the play-in, which continues tonight. Hawks at Chicago. What about Miami at Philly? And how do you see this matchup? A lot of people feel like that Miami has just kind of been not at their best. And I know we get, Jimmy buckets and playoff Jimmy and all that usually when he turns things on. But they are a 5.5-point underdog against Philly tonight.
Yeah, no disrespect to the Hawks in Chicago, but I think this is a game that everybody's been looking forward to watching. And they want to see, you know, Joel and Jimmy go at it and Bam. And they want to see what Joel's health is like. They want to see what these two teams can do. They want to see, I guess, how well or how healthy, you know, Philly's been, how healthy Miami's been. So, yeah, we want to see if they can still, you know, Jimmy does his switch where he turns it on, turns it off. We'll see if he can do it again in this type of atmosphere. Obviously, it's a 50-50 toss-up, one game elimination. It's like the NCAA tournament. So you never know what night who's going to show up or who's not. But I know Terry Rozier is out. They got Duncan Robinson in. So we'll see the kind of pace they have. And they did just play each other recently. All these teams have recently just played each other. So the fact that Philly had beaten them about a week or so ago, gives Miami the advantage. It's hard to beat a team twice within a week. So I know it's in Philly, but I said it's hard to bet against playoff Jimmy around this time of year. I think Miami might get the edge on this one.
Can the Bucks survive without Giannis?
They can survive maybe a round. I don't know. They're not going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're not going to make it to the finals without him, no. But they can definitely win a series, their first-round series, without him.
Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like an available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating as we talk with Danny Green about these playoffs. We said this to you maybe a few weeks back, and I know the Lakers, with their win last night, are excited, but they get the Nuggets. Are anybody beating the Nuggets?
Surprisingly, I think this matchup is the best one for the Lakers. You know, they get their chance to get their revenge back. And Denver, as good as they are, they're not as deep to me as they were last year. I think they lost some versatility and depth when they lost Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, and all those guys off the bench. They do have some obviously great starting lineup and good pieces. But I think the Lakers are just as strong, and Denver is a little bit weaker. Now they have to keep Jokic under control, the others as well. But if D'Lo plays the way he played last night, Rui shows up, Austin Reeves, like those guys, with Bron AD having bad nights, this is going to give Denver team the best run for their money. You know, outside of Minnesota, I mean, even Minnesota is so young, and Cat is barely healthy. He's just getting back. I think this might be the matchup that everybody wants to see instead in the playoffs. You know, first round is probably going to be the best first round matchup outside of that Clippers-Dallas series. But if Kawhi's not playing, this one by far is the fan favorite.
It's our man Danny Green with his guys on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Claw will be the last guy on the U.S. men's Olympic team for Paris in 2024. They announced yesterday. Trey's not on the team. I know we've asked you before, Danny, about the offseason. If we moved Trey, you'd get more than you would get for DeJounte Murray. But, you know, obviously there's consequences there with the fan base. Otherwise, why is Trey Young not on, in your mind, why do you think Trey's not on this Olympic team?
I don't know, man. I mean, he's a great player, but there's a lot of great players out there still, too, ahead of him. Obviously, Kawhi is a 6'8 monster, one of the best two-way players in the game. It's hard to outbeat that. And who knows if he's even going to be healthy. We don't know. We don't know who's going to stay in, who's going to want to, you know what I'm saying, who's going to be healthy during that time. He might end up still being in that group. But, yeah, there's no disrespect to Trey. That these guys are really good, too. You know, there's really good guys, and it's just by preference of what you think you need. And Trey's a point guard, smaller guard. They may have point guards that they like at that position that are bigger. And or they prefer the coaching. It's all, you know, based on coaching. But Trey is definitely good enough to be on any one of these teams.
We got word today that the NBA has suspended and banned Jonte. Is it Jonte Porter?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get your thoughts, Danny. I mean, I know you guys, you know, you see it all the time when you're in locker rooms and no gambling on the game and all of this stuff. What do you make of this? And is this the right move by the NBA?
It's definitely the right move. It's expected. I don't think anybody expected anything less, especially to the extent that he was involved in it. And we get these meetings every year. I know he's new and he's young to the league, but they harp on these rules. They talk about concussion tests. They talk about gambling. We have a referee meeting. We have all these meetings for a reason, and this is one that they definitely emphasize more than others. So we've known this since Blue Chips was a movie, how bad gambling is for the sport and how you don't need to mess with the game. It just sucks to see, instead of a young kid, a young gentleman, young man, throw away his NBA career for something like this. But hopefully he can, you know, get a career and bounce back and play in Europe or other places, other countries, because he is a talented guy, talented player. And I said it just sucks to see that his career be ended by something like this.
That's a good blue chips pull, by the way.
It really is.
Yeah, I mean, that's solid. Still couldn't get my head around Rick Pitino coaching Indiana in that game. Remember that one? Remember how they mashed up the coaches?
Man, so long ago. So people, if you're old enough to know what blue chips, you know, 20, 30 right. years old now at this point, and people know since then how bad gambling has been for the sport.
Since we're talking basketball and cinema, you didn't have any Jesus Shuttleworth-like recruiting moments?
Have I? Not like that, no. But that's what inspired, I think, most youthful kids to want to go to college. You see the recruiting moments that Ray Allen got, you're like, man, I got to get to college somehow. This looks amazing. So I've had some good visits, but none like Jesus Shuttlesworth, no.
Right. Big state, Carl.
I know. It's great movies, man. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Hey, Danny, man, we appreciate you stopping by, as always.
Appreciate
good
you guys,
stuff from
man.
You, man. Yeah, cool. Man. And NBA insider Danny Green, Insider Calls again, brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. We'll chop it up next week, man, as we get into round one. I don't know what's going to happen.
For sure.
It should be fun, but we'll talk to you then, man.
Definitely. You guys take it easy.
All right. Danny Green. The gambling thing, I think Turtle asked us in Yeah Man, No Man a couple of days ago, Mike, and we said this kid's done. He's done.
Right.
The suspicion alone, whether how much he did or didn't do, but obviously the NBA has done their investigating. Guys, they got guys like the FBI, you know, investigating this stuff.
I mean,
they're going to figure it out.
When you're dumb enough to move the meter the way he did, I mean, it was such a red flag for a guy who's a veritable unknown to throw that kind of loot. Nobody, as we said, nobody was putting that kind of action on stars, big-name players, over-under for individual stats, and some guy coming off the bench for the Raptors was getting that night.
NFL Blitz is on the way. We're live at Taco Mac Woodstock location. Come on through. We'd love to see you. Steve Weiss is going to join us next hour. Lauren Williams to talk more Hawks in Chicago. But when we come back.
What's coming up next, brah?
Well, we got to talk about this draft thing, man, because a lot of teams are employing a strategy that we need to talk about. We'll tell you what it is next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.